This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full throttle as top leaders hold marathon rallies in the poll-bound states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that IMDI alliance is anti-women and they oppose reservation to women. Addressing a women's-only gathering in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, the Prime Minister said women were not safe during the regime of the Samajwadi Party and Congress, but now under Yogi Adityanath's leadership in UP, women are more safe and secured. During the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University, Mr. Modi said in the last 60 years, no government thought about women. The Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tonight and tomorrow he will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath addressed rallies in Balrampur, Siddharthanagar, Sant Kabir Nagar Basti and Azamgarh districts today. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today addressed political rally in Bhadohi in support of TMC candidate Lalitesh Pati Tripathi. He said the BJP is not going to win even 140 seats in the country. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Chandigarh. He said Haryana and Punjab are considered quite prosperous, but still unemployment and inflation is at its peak in these states. In Bihar, several senior leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance today hit the campaigning trail in Lok Sabha elections for the 6th and 7th phase. Senior BJP leader and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman conducted an outreach program with representatives of industry, MSME and chartered accountants in Patna. She held a press conference in Patna where she alleged that Jangal Raj of RJD and Congress is responsible for the backwardness of the state. Addressing a public meeting in Ziraday in Siwan parliamentary constituency, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said there is a total disenchantment in people with the BJP, so the ruling party is inciting communal issues. Mr. Yadav also held election rallies in constituencies of Purvi Champaran, Pashchimi Champaran and Vaishali. Raksha Rajya Mantri Ajay Bhatt today said that the geopolitical landscape is ever-evolving and it is imperative for the armed forces to be adaptive and innovative in their approach. Speaking at a seminar cum exhibition on historical patterns of Indian strategic culture in New Delhi today, Mr. Bhatt underlined the importance of recognizing the strength of the nation's defense, which lies not only in its military might, but also in the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and leverage the cultural heritage as a source of power. The exhibition was organized under the project Udbhav that was launched by Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh during the Indian Military Heritage Festival in October last year. Speaking on the occasion, Chief of the Army Staff General Manoj Pandey said that Project Udbhav has revealed substantial intellectual convergences between eminent Indian and Western scholars, highlighting the resonance between their thoughts, philosophies and perspectives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit the Islamic Republic of Iran tomorrow. During his visit, he will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the tragic demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian, and other Iranian officials in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their condolences to the government and people of Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar visited the embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran in New Delhi today to convey India's condolences on the tragic loss. India is observing a day of national mourning today. Severe heatwave conditions are being observed over many parts of North India, including Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are also prevailing over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Gujarat. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heatwave in the region for the next 4 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said red alert will continue in the national capital till the 25th of this month. IMD further said that conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon over some parts of southeast Arabian Sea, Maldives, Cameroon area and South Bay of Bengal and some more parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 2 days. India's Ekta Bhan secured the gold medal with the season's best throw of 20.12 metres in the women's F51 club throw competition at the World Para-Athletic Championships at Kobe in Japan today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.